Hello. Well, I'm going to pick up on the story of the shepherds in a while, but first, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been somewhere that's really dark, like really dark, so dark that you can't actually see where you're going, you can't see where to put your feet? I can remember many years ago when I was working in Nepal, we were building the leprosy hospital at Lal Garh. There was no mains electricity there, none at all. And the light that we had and the power they had came from a great big diesel generator that chugged away from morning till evening. And then about 10 o'clock at night, when everybody was going to bed, the maintenance engineer is a chap called Noma. He would go over and switch off the generator and all the lights would fade and it would be silence and there would be darkness everywhere. And if you went outside, especially if there was no moon, you'd see the stars like we never see them anymore, it seems, in this country. And the Milky Way would be like a great cloud arcing across the sky. Incredible. But on the ground, it was dark. Like, you couldn't walk without a torch because you couldn't see if you might bump into something. Maybe the most you could do was pick out some of the outlines of the trees and the forest that was surrounding us. Now, I'm going to call that type one darkness, okay? Now, just going to think, what is darkness? It's a kind of a negative thing, isn't it? It's a lack of light. You can't go to Amazon and buy a thing that you switch on to make it dark, can you? If you want it to be dark, you've got to block out the light, block it out completely. Now, the Bible also talks about another type of darkness, which I'm going to call type two darkness. And this is a kind of a spiritual darkness, which is when God's presence isn't there. And the funny thing, a person in spiritual darkness cannot understand things about God. They have kind of no interest in God and maybe don't even believe that he exists. Now, I want to take you to Bethlehem. And you imagine yourself out on the hillsides, just outside Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago. And there's a bunch of shepherds sitting on by a little fire. And the fire is important. Firstly, it provided warmth because actually it was cold out on the hills at night in Bethlehem. And the other very important thing is that it provided a bit of light so that they could see one another and they could sense each other's presence, that they were together. Because you see, there were wild animals around there that hunted at night, wild animals. And it seems, because I Googled it, so it must be true, that there were lions. Asian lions existed in the wilderness at that time, as did brown bears. So there were some very real threats to the sheep. And the shepherds would rest in shifts whilst others would be on guard, looking out into the darkness and in the silence and stillness, listening for anything that would indicate danger. Now, the shepherds were good Jewish shepherds, and every Saturday they would have gone to the synagogue and had teaching from the Old Testament Bible. And you see, in those days, actually, the way God spoke to his people and the way they knew his presence as their God was through prophets. And prophets were people that God gave his spirit to, and who were able to bring God's words of encouragement and instruction. Now, the thing was that things had not been going well for the Jewish people, and they'd drifted away from some of the important things that God loves, like the things that Moira put up. You remember when she was praying, things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all those things that God loves. They drifted into darker things, like jealousy and hatred and anger and abuse, envy. And as a result, God had kind of withdrawn his presence, and there had been no prophet in Israel for over 400 years. 400 years of silence, 400 years of, of type 2 darkness. Now, the younger shepherds, they would have been to Sunday school, no, Saturday school, because, yeah, of course, they met on Saturdays in those days. And each week they'd have learned about the Messiah who was going to come one day and save their nation. And they'd have done word searches. And they would have coloured in pictures, you know, about the Messiah who was going to come one day and save their nation. And of course, then the older shepherds, they would have done the same thing when they were at Sunday school, and previous generations going back years, 400 years of word searches and colouring about a Messiah who would come and save his people one day. So that night, much like any other night, the shepherds were settled around the fire. Some were asleep. Others were listening and watching. Type 1 darkness was all around because it was night. But type 2 darkness was also all around. And I'm sure none of them had any sense that God was around. I doubt if they were even thinking about word searches or that one day a Messiah would come. It was just another night out there on the hills in the dark, listening, alert, looking out into the darkness to see if there might be a lion or a bear that might come and attack their precious sheep. Then, suddenly, without any warning, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, it says in Luke's story, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Luke says that they were terrified. I bet they were. They would have jumped out of their skins, I bet. Especially those who were asleep. And instantly, now this is the point, instantly, in that moment, both type 1 and type 2 darkness had gone, just like that. Now the thing is, human eyes adjust quite quickly to type 1 when type 1 darkness goes, doesn't it? You'll switch the lights on, everything's bright, but then you adjust very quickly. But when type 2 darkness is driven away, it can be scary. Because often people don't even know that type 2 darkness exists until it's taken away. And then the angels spoke. Now remember that people in Israel hadn't really heard the voice of God for over 400 years. So this was special. And this is what the angel said. He said, "Do not be afraid." They always start off saying that, don't they, Angel? Anyway, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." You know, suddenly, I reckon, the truth of all those word searches and all that colouring came rushing back to them in kind of excitement and shock and wonder. And then the skies kind of opened up, like when the curtains are opened in the morning and the sun streams into your lounge. And there were hundreds of angels, the heavenly host, it says, and they were all singing and shouting and celebrating. All the darkness was gone, displaced, banished in the joy of those moments. And in the singing was the announcement. Here we go. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Now, I'm going to stop there. This was the announcement that the long, long wait was over, and all that the prophets had told was happening kind of right then. All the colouring and all the word searches, they weren't just entertainment and things to do. They told the truth. And what was happening right then, even as those poor shepherds tried to understand and get their minds around what was going on. But I want to focus just on one little part of that announcement. This is the bit for us. here on Earth. Okay. And whilst type 1 darkness will come and go as night follows day, type 2 darkness is banished for those on whom God's favour rests. All those with whom God is pleased, which is all those men and women and girls and boys who have said yes to Jesus. And that is when deep down love and joy and peace comes and dispels jealousy and hatred and abuse and all the dark things that we see around us at the moment in 2020. And the thing about this spiritual darkness, this type 2 darkness, is that you can be in the light and the person next to you can be in the dark. The person sitting next to you on the bus or at school, or the lady at the checkout in Sainsbury's. And that's why it's important that that deep love and joy and peace that we have shows out, shows up for those around us. Now, I don't want anybody to go away and not know that type 2 darkness is banished forever. And that is the purpose of the message of Christmas, that Jesus came to start this new time, this new period, which we're still in now, where light shines. So the angels left and returned to heaven, and the shepherds set off for Bethlehem. But at the same time, far, far away in the east, something else was happening. Back to the video.